Before they call, I will answer. While they are still speaking, I will hear. Isaiah 65, verses 24. Oftentimes, when we pray, we have to have the faith to believe that God is listening to us, that He hears the desires of our heart. And what we see in this verse is when we call to Him, He will answer. And what's important for us to know, God will always give us what we need. Sometimes He doesn't give us what we want, because He has so much better in store for us. We may be praying for a need. A real need is, I have to pay my mortgage this month. I have to buy clothes. I have to have a job to pay my bills. Those are all needs. God will always fulfill our needs. But a want is, I want a house that's double the size that I have. I want to be a VP of operations at a company. Those are wants. And sometimes God gives us our wants, but sometimes we don't get the things that we want. And because we don't get them in the time that we desire them, we lose our faith. But we have to remember those surprise blessings, those things that just happen randomly. That's God saying, I want to give you immeasurably more than you ask, think, or imagine. But in order to do this, we have to surrender. And we have to realize all of the things that God has already done for us, all of the needs that He is supplying for us. I want you to take a moment and think about, what needs do you have that God has already supply. Every time you swipe your debit card or your credit card, there's money there. You don't have to think about it. When you open your fridge, there's food in there. When you pull up at your job, you know that every 2 weeks, you're going to get a paycheck. When you look at your spouse, you're like, I have the person that I need in this moment. And so if we are thankful, if we are trusting, and we say, God, I trust you to meet my every need. I trust you to take care of me, to give me the needs, the things that I need to get through each and every day, each and every week, each and every month. I trust you completely and fully. I know that my cup will never run empty, because you are the ultimate provider. And when we do that, we will be able to discern between our needs and our wants. And if we are thankful each and every day for God, our provider, Jehovah Rapha, if we are grateful and thankful for what He has done, He will soon open our eyes for us to understand our wants. And not get down on Him not providing for our wants, but realizing that He has something better in store for us. He has exactly what we need. But He said, that's not good enough. You want a house that's double the size? How about I give you a house that's double the size and I cut your mortgage in half? You pay less than what you're paying now for a house that's 2 times bigger. How about, instead of me giving you the spouse that you want, I heal your heart enough that you can receive the person that I send you so you can appreciate them. Remember, God gives us immeasurably more than we can ever ask, think, or imagine. So today, thank Him for your needs, the needs that He has supplied, the needs that He has continued to supply for you, and release your heaviness towards it. Release your anxiety, release your stress in thinking about God providing for your needs, because He will always give you what you need. And now those wants, I want you to pray and ask God for discernment to help you understand what is a need versus what is a want. And those wants, I want you to take them to God and say, Lord, I've been praying over this for a long time and you haven't opened this door. You haven't blessed me with this thing. So this may be a want and I'm giving it to you. I'm going to keep praying over it, but I'm going to trust that as you provide for me daily, as you provide that I have food to eat and water to drink, you are going to give me immeasurably more than I can ask, think, or imagine. Today, walk in your immeasurably more. Believe in your immeasurably more. Hold your immeasurably more in your heart. Hold it in your heart. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you and we love you. Today, allow us to trust and obey your word. Allow us to trust that our needs will be satisfied every single day. Allow us to have the discernment to understand the difference between our needs and our wants. Be with us today as you have been with us every single day that we have been on this earth. We love you, Jesus. In your holy name, I pray. Amen.